Good morning and welcome to the Sunday School lesson of today, November 9, 2025, which is Lesson 10, brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we thank you for the beginning of this new day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we go into today's lesson on miracles, Father, please give us understanding and make us wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we learned about prophecy, which is a spiritual gift and ministry through which God communicates his mind and will to his people. It can come in diverse forms to meet specific needs of individuals and the church, and it is a vital aspect of Christian living, enabling believers to receive guidance, encouragement, and edification. The first outline helped us to understand prophecy better in that prophecy is the speaking of God's words under divine inspiration and is not rooted in human imagination, serving as a channel through which his truths, plans, and purposes are revealed. We further learned that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, indicating that prophecy ultimately points to Christ and his will. Prophecy manifests in different forms according to God's intention for the message. For example, foretelling, which is predicting future events as revealed by God. We also have forthtelling, which serves to comfort a specific audience through the written word, usually whilst addressing a current situation, thereby proffering solution, and lastly, by discernment, which is providing insight into hidden truths or circumstances to bring clarity. Irrespective of how prophecies manifest, believers should note that not all prophecies are from God, as there are false prophets who, for personal gain, try to confuse people. Every prophetic word must be evaluated with scriptures and godly principles. Benefits of prophecies discussed include helping to build up the body of Christ, which leads to spiritual growth and unity, encouraging and challenging believers to remain faithful and pursue righteousness, providing reassurance and peace when in distress, and guiding in the face of decision making by helping people align to God's will. So we go on to today's lesson, which is titled Miracles. The Bible passage is taken from Mark chapter 16, from verse 17 to 20, and I read, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. The memory verse for today's lesson is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 12, and it says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch." Lesson introduction. Generally, a miracle can be said to be an extraordinary event which manifests divine intervention in human affairs. Miracles are unusual occurrences attributable only to the supernatural work of God, demonstrating his involvement in human lives. So, miracles are essential parts of the Christian faith, which are proofs of God's power and love. As Christians, we believe in miracles, as they are contained in both testaments of the Bible. It must be noted, however, that there are genuine and fake miracles, which Christians must be able to tell apart. As usual, we have two outlines today. The first one is titled Miracles in the Bible. Whilst there are several miracles in the Bible, the one that clearly stands out relates to God's creation of the world and everything in it, as detailed in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, and then verse 24. If one considers how the human brain works, I mean the respiratory system, digestive system, and others, then we must conclude that indeed, man is a miracle. As mentioned earlier, there are miracles recorded in both the Old and New Testaments. In the Old Testament, we have, for instance, the parting of the Red Sea, recorded in Exodus chapter 14, whereby the sea parted and the water stood like walls, making a way for the Israelites to cross over to the other side, away from Egypt, the land of slavery. And after that, the water was restored and the enemies drowned in it. Another miracle was the provision of manna and quail to the Israelites after they murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, saying they would have preferred to have died in Egypt, where they had food to eat, as they made their way from Egypt in Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 and 15, as well as Psalm 105, verse 40. Yet another miracle in the Old Testament was documented in Numbers 20, verse 2 and verses 6 to 11, where we see an account of how there was no water for the children of Israel. And as usual, they gathered against Moses and Aaron, who in turn fell on their faces while meeting the Lord. And the Lord instructed them on what to do to provide water. So here the Lord instructed Moses to speak to the rock so it could bring out water. Though Moses smote the rock instead of speaking to it, the Lord was still faithful because water oozed out of a rock to satisfy the children of Israel. Another miracle in the Old Testament is recorded in Joshua chapter 10, from verse 12 to 14, when the sun and moon were suspended after Joshua declared so during the Israelites' battle with the Amorites in the valley of Ajalon. The sun did not go down for about a whole day until the Israelites had avenged themselves on their enemies. The Bible says nothing like that had happened up to that point in history or thereafter when the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 30 to 39 reveals another miracle, this time of fire falling from heaven, when Elijah faced the prophets of Baal and agreed with them to sacrifice a bull each, cut into pieces, put on wood, and put no fire under, and declared they should call on their gods, and he will call on his own God, and that the God that answered by fire should be God. Even though he even poured water around his own bullock that was killed and cut into pieces, miraculously, the fire of the Lord fell in verse 38, and it lapped up all the water and everything. We are also familiar with the miracle experienced by Daniel in the lion's den in Daniel chapter 16, from verse 18 to 23. After Daniel was unjustly thrown into the den of lions, and a stone was laid at the entrance, and yet he was not touched by the lions, whilst his accusers, who were later cast into the den, along with their wives and children, were killed as they were thrown into the den. Another instance of a miraculous occurrence in the Old Testament was Naaman's healing, recorded in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14. I mean, just by dipping himself in River Jordan 7 times, as instructed by Elisha, and his flesh was restored like that of a little child. Before then, there were other recorded miracles in the Bible, such as during Abraham's lifetime, when he sent Hagar and Ishmael, the child she had for him, away. And Hagar went into the wilderness, where she eventually ran out of water. God heard her weeping and heard the voice of the child, and he opened her eyes and she saw a well of water, which she drank and gave to her child. That was another miracle. There are also miracles in the New Testament, such as those performed through the apostles, but most especially through Jesus Christ. The four Gospels record all kinds of miracles performed by Jesus, too numerous to mention in the Bible, as noted by John in chapter 21, verse 25. Some of the miracles are recorded in Mark chapter 1, 32 to 34, Mark chapter 3, 7 to 10. There were miracles of healing in John chapter 4, provision of food in Mark chapter 6, and even in Mark chapter 4, from verse 37 to 39, when Jesus exercised control over nature by rebuking the wind after a great storm and there was a great calm. It should be noted that the New Testament miracles consistently display God's power, demonstrating the message of salvation in Jesus Christ, as seen in John chapter 11, verses 30 to 46. The first class activity asks that we mention any of Jesus and his disciples' miracles. Of course, there are many miracles documented in the Bible. We have some like Jesus turning water into wine, Jesus healing of Bartimaeus' eyes, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead after 4 days, and so on. We should now go on to lesson outline two, which is titled, We Believe in Miracles. There are many fake miracles today, just as we had several in biblical times. For example, in the Bible, in Exodus chapter 7, verses 11 and 22, and chapter 8, verse 7, and then verses 18 to 19, we have the record of Egyptian magicians who performed magic to counter the miracles performed by Moses. Also in Acts chapters 8, verses 9 and 10, there's an account of Simon the sorcerer, who used sorcery to bewitch the whole of Samaria. Everyone, both great and small, believed he was the great power of God, until Philip introduced the kingdom of God to them and Jesus Christ, and they believed. Simon the sorcerer, to the glory of God, later believed and was also baptized. Despite the existence of fake prophets, even to this day, Jesus Christ remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he still works wonders, even today, according to John 16, 23 to 24. And that encourages believers to ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will give to them whatever they desire to have. The same Holy Spirit that worked through Jesus Christ was released on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and is still working today, as we are still in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, God's power is still available today, and anyone can still experience his power today, going by Acts chapter 1, verse 8. That is, if they call on him with faith, they will experience that power. Note that there is a satanic agenda to make mockery of miracles, as we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. What is important, however, is that as children of God, we still believe in miracles. Praise the Lord. So the second class activity, it says, give personal reasons you believe in miracles. Of course, there are many people have different personal experiences of divine intervention in situations that seemed impossible. I mean, we've learned of women without womb giving birth. We've learned of sexes of babies changed. And we've seen the lame walk and so many others. So in conclusion, the power of God is still available today. Miracles still happen. You only need to pray to receive yours, according to Jeremiah 33, verse 3. So let us say the closing prayer now. Let's say, Father, please perform special miracles through me in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, O Lord, as we have heard your word today, we ask, O Lord, even that even you will use us to perform special miracles. Perform miracles through us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you.